شاء فعل أو قدر الله بوانت قدر الله وما شاء فعل. We are on Bab Salat al-Jama'ah, the chapter regarding issues about the congregational prayer. Al-Imam al-Shawkani said, Rahimahullah, wa hiya min akad al-Sunan. We read this place repeatedly, go, and we said that that position is a weak view. To say that Salatul Jama'ah is Sunnatul Mu'akkada is a weak view, even though that is the position of the Jumhur. We mentioned that the Ahadith showed that it is compulsory for everybody to come for Salatul Jama'ah. And then he said, what an akidu bithnay, that Salatul Jama'ah becomes established with just two persons. وَإِذَا كَثُرَ الْجَمْعُ كَانَ الثَّوَابُ أَكْثَرُ. When the congregation is large, then the reward is larger. The larger the congregation, the larger the reward. وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَفْدُودِ يعني وَرَاءَ الْمَفْدُودِ. We discuss the prayer of a person of a lesser value in virtue, in knowledge, recitation of Quran, in Hijrah, in Sunnah, is of a lesser value than another person. And then he leads that person in Salah. That the Salatul Jama'ah is valid as Salatul Jama'ah. We gave the proof. وَالْأَوْلَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْإِمَامُ مِنَ الْخِيَارِ. But the preferred thing is that the Imam of the people should be from among their best, from the best of them. Was why they made Abu Bakr al-Siddiq the Imam, alayhi salam, radiyallahu anhu, after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Umar radiyallahu anhu gave proof based on that, that the Khilafah is due for Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. There are some among the ulama like Imam Ahmad. In his view, he said the Prophet's appointment sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq on that day is an appointment of Khilafah. That's the view of Imam Ahmad. And regarding the Prophet saying that sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr should lead that Salatul Fajr that was observed before he passed away on that same day, alayhi salatu wa sallam. Imam al-Shawkani said, وَيَأُمُّ الرَّجُلُ بِالنِّسَاءِ. A male would lead women himself. A man would lead or can lead women in Salah. La al-aqs. But not the opposite. We can't bring a woman to become our imam. الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. وَبِالْإِجْمَاءِ Al-Mun'aqid, Ijma is established in consensus that no woman was ever pushed forward as an imam during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will be announced that Hayya ala salah, and when you go in front to see who was leading the people, it will be a woman. It never happened like that. Neither was it like that in the time of the companions. Radiallahu anhu, and then the tabi'un, and those who came after them. So Al-Imam Ibn Hazm, we mentioned it. Al-Imam Ibn Abdul Barr in Al-Izkar, we mentioned it. They all cite ijma, that the woman could not and cannot, should not lead men in Salah. Then it says, وَالْمُفْتَرِدُ بِالْمُتَنَفِّلِ. The one who is observing Salatul Fard can lead people who are observing Nawafi. We gave the example of two companions who had observed their Salah. We remember this hadith. They came to Masjid al-Khayf to pray with them, to listen to the sermon by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was on Ayyam al-Tashriq during his Hajjatul Wada. And he prohibited them from sitting away from the people. And then he says, فَإِنَّهُمَا لَكُمَا نَافِلَةٌ. Those two units, or the Salatul Dhuhr or Asr, as the case may be, or Salatul Fajr, as was in that case, would be Nafila for them. So it means they will be performing Nafila behind an Imam who is performing Fard. I hope that it was clear. It says, Wal Aqs. Likewise, somebody performing Nafila can be Imam for people performing Fard Salah. We remember the proof for that. The hadith of who? Mu'adh ibn Jabal. When he goes to lead his people, Banu Salima, after observing Salatul Isha with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will go back to lead them in Salah. The one he observed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his fard, and the one he led the people in was what? Nafi. So that was why he says, Wal Muftarir bil Mutanathili Wal Aqs. The person observing a compulsory salah can lead a person who is observing nafila wal aqs, and vice versa. The person observing nafila can lead a person observing fard. وَتَجِبُ الْمُتَابَعَةُ فِي غَيْرِ مُبْتِلٍ. It is compulsory to follow the imam. It is compulsory to follow the imam. فِي غَيْرِ مُبْتِلٍ. As long as that imam is not doing something that will nullify the salah. If an imam begins to talk in salah, Abu Aisha, observing salah, we are all praying behind you, not you, the imam. And then he begins to talk in salah. It has happened before. Someone narrated it while giving a lecture. That one imam in Lagos, I heard this audio in the 90s, so I don't know when it happened. He said one imam in Lagos was leading the people in Salah. So he said, Sawu, Sufufakum, and all of this. When he turned to say Takbiratul Ihram, Allahu Akbar, to commence the Salah, you know what he said? Ayyul Miri, eh, Bami. So maybe he had issues at home. He carried it over in his mind to Salah. Instead of saying Takbiratul Ihram, Allahu Akbar, what did he say? You these women, you will kill me. This kind of an imam, we should not follow him to say what he has said. We would not say, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ الْإِمَامُ لِي وَتَمَّ بِهِ. لَا لَيْسَ فِي هَذَا وَتَجِبُ الْمُتَابَعَةِ. Yes, it is obligatory for us to follow the imam. لَكِنْ فِي غَيْرِ مُبْتِلٍ. Following the imam is not regarding the things that do what? That will nullify our salah. I hope that it is clear. Unfortunately, we didn't remember this example while we explained that portion. وَتَجِبُ الْمُتَابَعَةُ فِي غَيْرِ مُبْتِلٍ. It is compulsory to follow the imam. As long as that imam does not do something that is prohibited in salah. Another example that we can give is the imam standing up for the fifth rakah. And he's called, Subhanallah, everybody sitting there except him. We should not go up with him. As long as we are sure that he's standing up for the fifth rakah, we'll not stand up with fifth rakah with him. Because to stand up for the fifth rakah in salah deliberately is min muftilat salah. It will destroy the salah if it is deliberate. So would not follow him. Tajibul mutaba, lakin fi ghairi mubtil. It is compulsory to follow the imam, but not with regards to the things that are prohibited. So if the imam stands up for the fifth rak'ah and everybody is shouting Subhanallah, Subhanallah, he refuses to sit down. We should not stand up with him. We should sit down. So what can we do in that second sense? Subhanallah, Subhanallah, imam is still standing up. What should we do while sitting down? Or what can we do? We can tell the imam, Imamu, ejoko. And then he will sit down and make. Or you can say, Ejoku Ataya Lokan. So that you can sit down and think that, oh, he needs to make another sajda again. So when he said, Joko Ataya, look, sit down, make me. This kind of a statement too from you does not spoil your salah. I hope that we discuss this. In the hadith of who? Bunyadin. The Bunyadin, radiallahu anhu, spoke to the Prophet Muhammad. And they went back and continued that salah. He went back to continue the salah. The Prophet did not make new takbiratul ihram. He did not start the salah all the way. He just continued. So the lengthy hadith, the hadith of Abu Huraira, it's called in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Hadith of Dhil Yadayn, radiallahu anhu. So we can say that to Imam Imam Wajuku, Ataya Lukam. So he will sit down, make tahiyyah, make taslim. But don't forget, لِكُلِّ سَحْوِنْ سَجْدَةٌ for every forgetfulness in the salah. This hadith is Hasan ala al-Aqal, hadith of al-Imam al-Tabarani. We are coming to that in Sajdatul Sahwi. After Salatul Jama'ah, it is Sajdatul Sahwi we will be discussing. Inshallah. So, وَتَجِبُ الْمُتَابَعَةُ فِي غَيْرِ مُبْتِلِ. It is compulsory to follow the Imam. As long as he's not doing something that will nullify the salah. It says, وَلَا يَأُمُّ الرَّجُلُ قَوْمًا هُمْ لَهُ كَارِهُ. لَا يَأُمُّ الرَّجُلُ. This ibara is ibara that has come like a khabar. لَا يَأُمُّ. But what it intends is a nafyu. It seeks to reject that an individual leads a people in salah. Hum lahu karihu, while they detest him. Hadith regarding this was reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited that a person leaves a people in salah when they hate him to be there. And we have discussed the hatred. If they hate him because he's a person of sunnah, this is not the hatred that he's talking about. If they hate him because Imam Bain Tiwagun Mufti, where is Aina Mufti? Maja'ah. Oh. Kalu lih. Come back up here. If they say, oh, this is BH. Who to be Jew? You have to say, I'm a name of Batubai. Orishishin kani. Oni lara fi man wale bu lara iya. There is nothing that Yorubas cannot use to abuse people. Love, because they are largely munafiku. Asayuba ori nifak lo duenu. Asayuba nifak. Right? Look where. The culture of Yoruba is based on nifak, munafikinshi. If you know, you will be avoiding it and protecting yourself. But if you are deceiving yourself, you continue. You meet Allah like that. Yubani munafiki law. So Besselu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should not be like that. And we will, one way to solve that problem, knowing that our people are largely behaving like this. You will see them in a garden. When someone begins to express them, you'll be touching. I people when also. I people when make what they are saying. It should be making statements that have two heads. So when they say, well, you know, let's allow any class, I'm okay, but also allow you now. When I'm thinking about it, make me Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We hope that these things will change. We hope that one day we'll pick a book about munafikun. One of the scholars wrote a book like that. Sifatul Munafik, the attributes of Munafiku. So they say, he counted about 51 things. Things will just look at you, not say, oh, it's part of Munafikation. We hope that we can read books like that sometime. It will help us a lot. So وَلَا يَأُمُّ الرَّجُلُ قَوْمًا هُمْ لَهُ كَارِهُ. A person of fisk, a person of bid'ah, a person of shirk. We know them. Our power, Tayani. We hate them to lead us in Salah. We should make them know that, so they should not lead us in Salah. When they are leading us in Salah, leading the people forcefully in Salah, they are incurring the wrath of Allah on themselves. The people have their Salah, but he is the one who has problems. He's leading the Salah upon his sin. So, لا يأم الرجل قوما هم له كارهون. No individual should lead a people who loathes him for his fisk, because he's a sinful person, for his bid'ah, because he's a person of innovations and things like that. For a person of sunnah, people just hate him either for his sunnah, or a person people just hate for the issues of dunya. Sometimes it is jealousy. Just jealousy, brother, for nothing. You find this common in communities. It's everywhere. It's among Arabs, this one. Jealousy. Hasad. It's everywhere. Anywhere you see scholars, you must see hasad. Everywhere you see malami. Say kagan hasad. Dukwaneng lokachi. Any time that you find learned people in a place from 2-3 up, you find them. You find hasad. It's one reason I always avoid many gatherings people go to. Somebody will look at you. So I just got that over. Chamber there and a problem for what? Things that the man is not guilty of, they start ascribing it to. Yeah? So, yeah? Castro le yakuba. Jerry le yakuba. Yeni kaluwari bongo buntu. Abiru. لا يأم الرجل قوما هم له كارهون. So if the people dislike the individual because of fisk, because of bid'ah, should be. ويصلي بهم صلاة من أخفهم. Whoever leads the people in salah. من صلى منكم بالناس. What did he say, عليه الصلاة والسلام? فليخفف. Whoever leads amongst you, who leads a people in Salah, let him be brief in the Salah. But if he's praying alone, follow Tawwil Masha'a. If you like, recite Al-Baqarah, Ala Imran, Al-Nisa, and Al-Ma'idah in Waraka, Laba. But when you lead us in Salah, don't forget that there are children with us. If you prolong the Salah, they will get tired. There are women with us. They are carrying children. Children are crying. Quick. You remember the hadith of Uthman ibn Abi Rafi, or ibn Abi Awfa, in Sunan Abi Dawud and Sunan al-Nasai. He came to meet the Prophet Muhammad. Says, Ij'alni imamakum. Go, make me the imam of my people. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anta imamuhum. Let it be like that. Be their imam. Lakin, salli bihim salata ad'afihim. But when you lead them in salah, consider the weakest person amongst them. Make him the subject of your attention when you lead them in salah. If you want to make murajah, the time for murajah is qiyamul layl. Don't use the people's salah to make murajah. Qiyamul layl. So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he said that to Uthman. He says, wa yuqaddamu sultan. We will push forward those in authority. We mentioned that if President Bukhari comes into this masjid, we want to lead Maghrib now. You don't need to tell him to move forward. He is the imam. This is Aqeedah Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah. The people in authority, they are our leaders. Because they are the ones who have sultan. They have authority. You know, one of the things we owe them, dua, salafi, Ahlul Sunnah. One of the things that make us from the people of Sunnah is we make dua for our leaders. Oh Allah, grant them guidance. Oh Allah, give him sound health. I overheard him say something recently. May Allah protect him. He said, I can stand before Allah to say that I never stole money. That one is difficult to say. But he said it. And we know him. Come. He said, I can stand before Allah. Allah, I never stole any money. I saw a video like this. I was shocked. Not to talk of politicians. How many Malams can say that? I can Allah, I never stole any money. See, I can stand before God to say that. So he deserves dua from you. The same thing, any person who becomes the leader after him will. So you are not praying for him because he is Bukhari. You are praying for him because what? He's your leader. And he needs your guidance. Ahlus Sunnah Salafi Awaki Shijagidi Jaga. Salafi, a person Salafi, inshallah, there is no gara gara in our own deen. My in-laws will say it's a deen of Nasua. Kunsa Nasua? You know Nasua? Ifarabale. Bele bele. Because if there is confusion, you will not be able to sit down like this. You will not even be able to come out for Salah. When they are in 4 hours curfew in Kaduna, do people go out for Salah 5 times? They make jump. It's not I heard say, oh, I have witnessed it. I lived in Kaduna for 10 years. When there is curfew 24 hours, one day we are going for Salah to Zohar. As we stepped out of the gate, you heard the guns of you. Everybody. Nobody was waiting for high alert. Instead of running back into the house, we were running away because they were nearer to our houses than, you know. So instead of running, if you run back, they will just catch you into their vehicles. Bam. Who told you to come out? So ibadah will be difficult when there is confusion. So when you find somebody, one of the scholars, Al-Imam Ahmad Ash-Shahristani, he has a book, Al-Milal wal-Nihal. Al-Milal wal-Nihal. Religions and Sects. This book is in Arabic. I'm just translating the meaning into English. He went into Judaism and described all the sects in Judaism. He went into Christianity and described the second Christianity. He went into Hinduism, Buddhism, the major religions of the world. This book was written around the 5th century of Islam, before Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Imam Ahmad Sharif, Al-Milal wal-Nihal. One of the things he described is the sects in Islam. When he was talking about Al-Khawarij, you know the Khawarij? Those people who rise against authority. Lexically, that is the meaning of khariji, a person who rose against authority. During the time of the companions, radiallahu anhum, the khawarij declared Ali ibn Abi Talib that he is a kafir. And others among the companions, like Amr ibn al-As, like Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, and others, they said they were kufar. So they are known extremists. In Ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described them as Kilabu Jahannam, the dogs of Jahannam, Khawarij. So anybody you see who is an Imam, Ahmad Shahristani says, whoever climbs the minbar and tells the people, stand up against your government, fa'arifu annahu minhum. You should understand that he is part of them, Khawarij. Oh, we should stand up against government. Any person who goes on the minbar to say that, kharij. He says, it is akbar simatihim. Their major symbol is that they will call the people, stand up, don't sit down, why are you standing? They are oppressing us, they are cheating us. Ulama said they will tell you that they are cheating you. They will never tell you that Anta Tazlimu Nafsaka. Adam alayhi salam, when he was repenting to Allah, what did he say? Rabbana zalamna. Yunus alayhi salam, in the belly of the fish, what did he say? La ilaha illa subhanaka inni. But those people will tell you that some people are making zulm of you. They will not tell you that you are making zulm of yourself. So they are not inviting you to tawbah and istighfar. They are inviting you to dalal. Anybody you see starting shouting, oh, this government, we don't like a free rule, like that, publicly abusing government publicly, know that he's from them. He has not just shown his true colors. Kharijiyya. Many people have it. It's like cancer. Kharijiyya. The zeal for insurgents. If you see people carry weapon against government, that was where they started from. Anywhere in the world. But manhaj salafi sunni is not insurgent. Teach the people their deal. Because that's one they are crying that their leader that is oppressive is just one of them. Is it not one of them? So if you teach them their deen and they perfect their deen, when they appoint a leader, who will they appoint? One of them who will be a pious person. I always said it, the problem of Nigeria is not government, it's the people themselves. We ourselves, we are our problem. I tell you this. See, Nigerians go to other countries. Common law, they will disobey it. Let me give you a simple example. An airline will tell you, don't let your hand luggage be less than, be more than 10 kg. What you carry on your hand when you want to, let me use this word, climb a plane. Not more than 10 kg. Toba aeroplane, don't hold more than 10 kg. Nigerians will carry 25. They know us everywhere in the world. I've never seen any airport where they don't go strict against us. It's a thing of embarrassment. What is, they told you, it is on your ticket, don't bring more than 10 kg. Nigerians 20, 25. You see them like this. Even in Hajj, there are instructions. They gave you all those instructions before you. In Jeddah airport, you see Nigerians fighting. I have seen with my two eyes like this. Somebody, two of them were fighting, the other one tore the cloth of the other person. You see, my cloth, he carried him up like this and slammed him on the ground. In the airport, in Jeddah. Is it that Bukhari? Is that Saraki? Who again? Is that Dogarawa? It is we ourselves. And you know the Saudi police, they will just be looking at Nigerians. It is Nigerians they don't arrest when you fight. They are just with you. Nigerians, laughs are valid. Don't suffer yourself. If you are fighting in Jeddah Airport, Saudi police will be looking at you. As long as you don't destroy the property, they will be looking at you. You are boxing yourself like, hey, Nigeria! Hey, Nigeria! So many places in the world, we are known for that. So that's not the president. So people cannot say, but the leaders, they stole money, they did this, they did that, they did this. That justifies your own evil. That's their evil. Is the reason why you must do evil too? Huh? If, let's accept what you have said. Is the reason why you too must be evil? You don't know that they will be accountable before Allah. You will be accountable too. Everybody will come to Allah. Allah says, Farda. One after the other. Lay your pocket. So how do you account for your own misdeeds? You say somebody caused it. إنا أطعنا سادتنا وكبراءنا فأضلونا السبيلا. Is that the reason? Will that remove anybody from Jahannam?
No.
So anybody you see inviting the people to rise, know that it's not the person of sin. One. Two, know that it's a person talking for his stomach. It's one of the simat of the Khawarij. Ulama said, their tanafus is dunyawiyah. What they'll be saying, you have been denied your money? It's about money and fulus. I know people like that, Malame. They used to make me remember, this government is bad. Same with Chamber, unless we change the government. And the politicians know them. They will say during Ramadan, send him one bag of rice and one keg of granite oil. Let's see how he will react. I know people like that. Send him one bag of rice, one keg of granite oil. They will say, Zaka Ganshize Ishuru. You see now, he will keep quiet. He will not keep quiet, so he will slow down. What will now happen next is that they will delay it. They want to give him a seat for Hajj. Politicians, they play with foolish people's intelligence. If you have problems in your brain yourself, politicians will help you increase your problems inside your brain. Okanjua na mamu shere. Iwaman okanjua. You'll be so noble. May Allah protect all of us. They will tell you next. They will delay it. When it is 2-3 weeks to the time of life, you have not told that you go for Hajj. Somebody will just tell you, Akaramakallah. They know how to do it. Go. Akaramakallah. In the north, this is what they do. I don't know how they do here else. Because largely, Yoruba elites don't respect their scholars. Yoruba elites are very arrogant. They don't respect their scholars. Because they don't take from the deen. They don't learn Islam. So they don't value a person who has learned Islam. I saw a documentary today. I was surprised. The Sardauna of Sokoto, Sir Ahmad Bello, I listened to an interview he granted a British Today. I was surprised at his intellectual opulence and his mastery of English language. La hawla wa la quwwata. These people, they portray to us, I think they can't even write down their names in English. They are very learned people. Very learned. Very articulate. His answers were brief and straightforward to the point, reasonable. Sorry to say, I don't know any politician like that today who will speak as he spoke. 1955 or 56. Sudan also. And then subsequently, Abu Bakr Tafawa Balewa. These are very intelligent. In the US Congress, he spoke extempore. When he finished, they stood up, they gave him a standing ovation. You know what that means to the English people? So, the people in the north, because their allies will start from Makarantu. They will start learning from it. The average northerner knows Islam. At least he will learn Ashmawi Diya, Lakhdari. He will learn how to read Quran. He then some Arabic. But for us, our allies, so I don't know how they will approach a learned person here. Akramakallah, wa nikaf milaga. Is that how they will say? He does not know Akramakallah. When you are buying, how will you say? I don't know. But in the north, they will call you by the phone. Mala Akramakallah. Sir King Governor H.A., the Governor, Honorable Governor, His Excellency, the governor said, we should tell you that, inshallah, you should prepare your passport today. I will come and pick it to your house. You have a seat for Hajj. This Hajj that we are looking, you are going. that man that has been abusing them on the minbar, he will shout, Allahu Akbar. Perhaps by that time the governor is also listening on his phone, he's on speaker. He said, Kagashi, you see him? See the one shouting that unless we remove him. So they know them. Politicians know those people. Those who don't want to move them, they don't want to move them. All those people see their money, it will not be better for them. It's because it has not reached you. Abdullah ibn Umar said so. Anas ibn Malik said so. That when you see a person abusing government because some people stole money, saying that, know that it is because it has not reached him. If the so-called stolen wealth reached him, he will not say that. So that is taqwa. Is that taqwa? The point is, from the ways of the people of the sunnah is to pray for the leaders of the people. Because they are our leaders. Who needs prayer more than them? Even if they are doing badly. Because it is the prayer that will change them for good. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the worst of the people are those who curse their leaders. And the leaders curse them too. So from where will the Islah come? Where will rectification come from? The point of reference, ikhwa, don't forget, is that وَيُقَدَّمُ مَنْ السُّلْطَ. The Sultan, the person in authority, the ruler in authority, is the automatic imam of every masjid in that region. So the President Buhari is the automatic imam today. As long as he's still president of Nigeria, every masjid he goes to, he can lead the salah if he wants to lead the salah. Without the imam telling him, he doesn't lead. He is the imam. So when you can just shift, like Abu Bakr Siddiq will shift if they see the Prophet Muhammad. Once you see him, just shift. Bismillah. He will not say, no, just go. Okay. He has permitted you, Abi. Okay, so you go and lead. Likewise, the governor of the state, they have the same rights. Like that, down. So what you call them sultan. Everywhere you are, the ruler, those in authority in that place, unless they permit you, they have a greater right to lead the salah. She says, وَيُقَدَّمُ السُّلْطَانُ وَرَبُّ الْمَنْتِ. Then the head of a household, يُقَدَّمُ, you'll be pushed forward, Imam. So if you come to my house now, don't think that you lead the salah if I don't tell you to lead the salah. كُوْكَمِ تِتِي مِتُوْتُ. I'm the Imam here, I'm the Sultan here, I'm the President Ibrahim here. So don't seek to lead me salah in my house, unless I say Bismillah. Please, sir. Lead the salah. So you cut damu as-sultan waman wa rabbul man. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us to go in front of them. You read the hadith from Sahih Muslim. Go. Wal-aqra'u. After that, part of the sultan is the imam of a masjid. The imam of the masjid is Sahib al-Sult of the masjid. He is the one in authority in the masjid. Not Baba Adini. Not Baba Adini. In Yoruba land, the Baba Adini removed the imam. May Allah protect us. That's why one of the things that a learned person should try to do is try to seek lawful means of wealth. Oh, lawful. That you are a learned person or a student teaching people, explaining Islam to you, should not prevent you from seeking lawful wealth. Very important. Because the Baba Adini that is controlling the Imam is controlling him because of what? Money. Ayoni. So wealth. Good halal wealth is very good. The Prophet Muhammad, he said, نِعِمَ الْمَالُ الصَّالِحِ لِرَجُلٍ صَالِحٍ. نِعِمَ الْمَالُ الصَّالِحُ لِرَجُلٍ صَالِحٍ. Oh my God, how good is it? How good is what? Al-malu salih. Lawful wealth. Li rajulin salih. For a righteous boy. A righteous person. A righteous person. How nice is it for a righteous person to have good wealth, good money? Al-Imam Sufyan al-Thawri kana ghaniya. Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, it was said that when he appeared in a place where Imam Malik is, yes, go to Malik. Sufyan al-Thawri warant. Some of the ulama say, awwalu man lukkiba bi amiril mu'minina fil hadith. Sufyan al-Thawri. The first person to be called Amirul Mu'minin fi ilm al-Hadith is Sufyan al-Thawri. One day, because he had tremendous wealth, he gathered the money in front of him and he pointed to it. He said, Laula hava, if not for this thing, la tamanda la bina haula. Laula hava, if not for this. La tamandala, you know mindil, handkerchief or tissue paper, mindil. Tamandala bina haula. Those people will turn us to what? Handkerchief, mindil. Use and dump. Use and dump. After you clean your face, you straight. But when they see this thing, they will reverse. This thing. Well, Allah uses it to honor somebody who has knowledge. Good wealth. Halal and tayyib. You ask what he will do with it. Today, it is hard to be very learned without good money. Even the books you will read, where will you get it from? Here at Omaka. If you ask Abu Hurairah now, how much is Tafsir Ibn Kathir, he will tell you. All those alufa going about the street and kakiri and what they can. Just one need of seed, even look at it. Not a tima, it's my kilo long. Of seed, even look at it. Do they have it? O si o de kia when you got it. O si ki she she. That's why the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-fakr. So it's not good to just sit down without doing anything. Look for something to do to get halal money to feed your family. Very important. Very, very important. That's why people like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he said, I prefer a person who knows the Quran to get money from that than that he goes to bed and asks the people, give me, give me. Ah. After you sit down like this to say, Taqullah, Taqullah, you are not. At the back, you go back to them and say, give me 5,000. Give me 10. That's bad. So let not any of our younger brothers think that, Salafi. Mutafarrigun lil-ilm. My dear brother, try to get something to eat too. Otherwise, you will soon drop that ilm. And that is not sunnah. Umar radiallahu anhu, Al-Imam al-Bukhari mentions this hadith in his Sahih. He had a neighbor. This neighbor, they will divide the days of lessons into two. The neighbor of Umar radiallahu anhu, Abu Hafs ibn al-Khattab al-Alawi radiallahu anhu. He will miss the dars one day. He will be in the market on that day to earn money to eat. So his neighbor will be with the Prophet Muhammad, writing down the lessons. So when they meet, the neighbor will tell him what he had learned from the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam. Then he will share the money he gained from the market into two. Umar, the following day, Umar will go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The neighbor will go to shop. They will share it like that again. Half 50-50. If you are Afar, they go Afar at Anabi. If you are Umar Kew tell, they da so be Umar. But look at how they handle the situation. They created a balance between learning Islam and seeking a lawful means of sustenance. Very important. Otherwise, all those things you are saying, haram, 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 you will eat it. Oh, yeah. May Allah protect us. So seek lawful wealth, dear brothers. Our point here is that wa yuqaddamu sultan wa rabbul manzil wal aqra'u. So the most in qira'a, there are two explanations in two levels. Aksarun nafi qira'atan. The person who knows more Quran, he has larger portion in his mind, should be the one to lead us in salah. If we're in a place where there is no imam, Imam Muslimek, who should lead us in salah? The one who has more Quran in his head. If everybody has the entire Quran equal in their knowledge of Quran, in the number of verses and portions of the Quran that they have memorized, then we look for the one whose qira'ah is best, whose bab, whose hib is asbatu and adbat, who is upstart in his qira'ah. Clear, clean, stable memorization. So we are lead. وَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي ذَلِكَ سَوَاءً فَمَنْ فَأَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالسُّنَّةِ. If they are equal in that, then the most learned of them in the sunnah should lead. Hello, my sunnah. That's my fire, my sunnah. Listen. And فَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي ذَلِكَ أَيْضًا سَوَاءً فِي السُّنَّةِ سَوَاءً فَمَنْ فَأَقْدَمُهُمْ هِجْرَةً. The first of them to make hijrah. Now, we are not living in Makkah or Medina. And most of us seated in this masjid where we are doing this discourse, we are people residents around here. So we are not making any hijrah to anywhere. But if it were people, if a brother, for example, accepted Islam in a place in the US or UK or Thailand or Germany, and then he leaves that place to go to maybe Saudi Arabia, maybe Qatar or something. So if there are two, the first of them to come will lead the son. So if there is no case like that, then the first of them to become conscious Muslim. You know, there are two boys in an area, two of them are growing up. They were not serious with Islam until they got into university. Then they started hearing sunnah, sunnah, sunnah. In part one of them changed. The other one did not change until part three. But by the time they got to part four, their knowledge had been the same, because the one who changed last was very fast in his learning. There were people like that even during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like Abu Ruqayyah Tamim ibn Aws al-Jari, his learning was very fast. Like Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. So they are now equal. If they want to observe Salah, who do we push forward? The one who accepted Sunnah in the first year of university. It's part of Hijrah too. Hijrah al-Ma'siyah, abandoning sins. وَإِنْ كَانُوا فِي الْهِجْرَةِ سَوَاءً. If they are also equal in Hijrah like that, فَمَنْ فَأَكْبَرُهُمْ أَوْ أَقْدَمُهُمْ سِنَّةً, then the biggest amongst them in his age, the foremost amongst them in his age. Now, who amongst them is older? Should lead us in salah. These were the issues we discussed last call. He then says, Rahimahullah, وَإِذَا اخْتَلَّتْ صَلَاةُ الْإِمَامِ. If the imam's prayer becomes faulty, deficient, كَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَيْهِ لا على المؤتمين به. إذا اختلت صلاة الإمام. If the imam's prayer becomes deficient, كان ذلك عليه. That deficiency is against the imam. أري الإمام يوفقه. مثلا in his ركوع, instead of saying سبحان ربي العظيم, he wouldn't say anything. You can do it. أو أفا جاگا جاگا راد دورو يمن شيو. Oh, ni king kaka. And they are shameless people. When they go to read Yasin 1000, because this is the season they do it. Oh Lord, let the rich locate Yasin 1000. Let the rich. Ati dagba do ajo. Allah in teach. So they start. They say Yasin 1000. They are answering like another moving. You just hear Mubin. As if to say, after you have seen what Quran like in the next, well, where is this Mubin? He will pick one matches. One match stick like this, you pick one. Because of stone. Because the money they will pay will be according to the number of matches. You are my time, me are a jet. You must see your boy, your boy, Kasira or you over there, that's subhanAllah. You read the book of Allah like that. That's why I say that they are shameless. If someone will read Quran like that, how will he do when he has to say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim? The one who will read Quran like that, Yazay, how will he make Subhana Rabbi al-Azim? He won't even say anything. And you know what? Because I'm a wadada. At the back, they will say, You know what it is? I have heard it very well. Those days. What come on now? No, they are theory. And the people can call you. We know them. Wallahi. But in low, they are the 1,000. Read that down. When we're in secondary school, so behind, you say trusting should make dua. Oh, I remember the person till now. I say, Kulala, you just say nonsense. You say, Kulhu Allah, you put one kalima there. Allahu Samad, you put one kalima. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, put something there. You will not be pointing to the people. So those people, their head will be big, foolish. So they will not stand up. They'll be putting the money down like this. When we go, they say, ha, you need to move on by Jay. There should be an EFCC arresting all those people. It's fraud. But it is worse than those EFCC arresting. Because this is fraud in the name of the deen. Fraud in the name of the deen. Fraud in the name of the deen. Can't man see all about family. That person now, you think that if he's leading you in salah, he's in ruku, he will say, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. He will say that. He will say that. He won't say it. They are shameless people. So that's why Imam Shawkani said, وَإِذَا اَحْتَلَّتْ صَلَاتُ الْإِمَامِ. If the Imam's prayer is deficient, كَانَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَيْهِ لَا عَلَى الْمُؤْتَمِّينَ بِهِ. That deficiency is upon him. It is not upon those who are observing the salah behind him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, yakunu aqwam, some people will come, yusalluna, this love that I'm reading is the laws of Al-Imam Ibn Hibban in his Sahih. That this hadith starts with Yakunu Aqwa. Some people will come. They will be our command, our Qawdi. He says, Yusalluna lakum. I have moved to the laws of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari in his Sahih. Yusalluna lakum. They will lead you in Salah. فَإِنْ أَصَابُوا فَلَكُمْ. If they observe the Salah correctly, if they were right in the Salah, فَلَهُمْ. Yani the rewards are for them. وَإِنْ أَخْطَأُوا. But if they err in that Salah, فَلَكُمْ. You have your rewards. وَعَلَيْهِمْ. And they have their punishments. They have their sins on their heads. This hadith occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari, Muslim Ahmad, Sahih Ibn Hibban, and in the other books of hadith. So if they pray, let them pray. You are disturbing yourself. So Imam al-Shawkani said, وَإِذَا اَخْتَلَّتْ صَلَاتُ الْإِمَامِ كَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَيْهِ لَا عَلَى الْمُؤْتَمِينَ بِهِ. Then he continued. Go. He said, وَمَوْكِفُهُمْ خَلْفَهُ. وَمَوْكِفُهُمْ. This Bamir, who does it go to? الْمُؤْتَمِينَ بِهِ. That is those who follow the Imam in their Salah. وَمَوْكِفُهُمْ. يعني مَوْكِفُ الْمُؤْتَمِينَ بِالْإِمَامِ. Do you understand? The place of standing of those who observe the Salah behind the Imam is where? خَلْفَهُ. Behind him, behind the Imam. So if we are praying behind Abu Aisha, not in his front, behind him, we can lay that Salah from here to the Akindeko junction, but not in front of Imam. People do that a lot. In this masjid on Fridays, people see them in front of it. There may be spaces in the masjid, they'll still stay outside. There may be spaces up here, they still stay here. Some after that, they are not watching the position of the Imam. Everybody should either go up or go forward. There are spaces behind the Imam. So, مَوْكِفُ الْمُؤْتَمِينَ بِالْإِمَامِ خَلْفَهُ. Those who follow the Imam in their Salah, their place of standing is where? Behind the Imam. And then he says, إِلَّا الْوَاحِدَ. Except a single person. That is, if the person observing the Salah behind the Imam is one person, then the Imam said, رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ فَعَنْ يَمِينِهِ. Then in that case, عَنْ يَمِينِهِ. It will be on the right side of the Imam. Abu Aisha. First Qibla. This is Imam. If al-mu'tamu bil imam is one person, where will he say? The right side of Big Sheikh. I know why I brought him up. We will get there now. He will pray like this. Fa'ala yaminihi. Many times we are doing it. Ah, see, Mariel. Eriwa, we will read it to us. That will be the difference between we who learn these things, learning the proofs, for there are many other persons. So if a person is performing the Salah, two of them, the Imam will be standing, any person following the Imam, if he is one person, where will he stand? The right side of the Imam. Sit down. Right. Then Al-Imam al-Shawkani said, Rahimahullah, Fa'an Yameen. We'll address other issues too today, inshallah. As much as we can. We'll be fast a little bit. He says, Wa mawkifuhum khalfahu. So if there are two, Dik Sheikh, Fa'an Yameen. If a second person wants to join them, where will he join? You must give me proof if you want to ask. Answer Kaleri. Where will he stand? Any person who wants to join this Salah, I hope that the women are seeing it too. Obirin ni ni o ma so foko e. It's not wrong. A woman that have gone looking for something, you will eat. He is not able to come. When he comes back, you tell him, this is what I have learned before you come. And this is the proof for it. So if a second person wants to join them in Salah, some brothers will come and join the right side. And like this. This is wrong. Don't do so. Don't do like this. It's wrong. Some people will stand behind. They will now drag this one. This one is also wrong. Why are you now buzzing? I hope that the point is clear. Please sit down, Abuja. You will still stand up again, please. If we do it like that, to be clearer to us, So we will not say, you know, in case the solar ends, that person will still be standing on the left. Taloko, Ibrahim. Is it the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam who taught you to behave like that? While you are thinking about that answer, let us mention the proof for this. In a very lengthy hadith, I know that this proof is strange. The proof that if a person is joining the two of them, he should join the Imam on the left. Aha, this is Sunnah now. The Imam will now hold their hands, move them forward, step forward, move them backwards, and join them directly behind. Okay, Bismillah. Yahuwah, you move forward. If the Imam was alone and somebody didn't know, instead of standing on the right side of the Imam, he stood on his left, what will the Imam do? He will hold his hand and bring him to the back. So if another person wants to join this Salah, where will he join? He'll stand up. So what will Imam do? He will grab their hands, bring it back, and move forward. Sunnah leshe. One day the Prophet Muhammad, Anabi Leri, Anabi we, Anabi she Leri. Don't allow anybody to deceive you. Oh, I'm not here. Sanabi no she, sanabah. Sanabi no so, sanabah. She sabe no she, she sabe no so, no to deri. Hello, okay. Oh, I'm not here. Oh, I'm not here. Sanabi no she. Sanabi no so, sanabah. Loto di the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He traveled on a night with some of the companions. They were returning on a journey, so it got into the night. They traveled. This hadith is referred to the hadith of Jabir in Sahih Muslim. Let me not say where it is first, but the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. The asl of the hadith is in Bukhari. The love itself that contains the point of reference is in Sahih Muslim. I want us, our brothers, to go back to this hadith at home. It's good that people know it. Jabir said, it's a very lengthy hadith, probably about 2.5 or 3 pages. He said, we traveled the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at night. So when we got to an area, the Prophet was asking, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will soon be getting near a well, a water point. Who amongst us will go in front? Go ahead and prepare that waterfront for us so that we can drink and benefit from the water by the time we get to that place. Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari said, I stood up, Ana ya Rasul, I will, Hada. This one will do so. Referring to who? Himself. Radiallahu anhu. So the Prophet asked again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who will follow Jabir? A man stood up whose name was Jabbar ibn Sakhrin. Jabbar ibn Sakhrin stood up, radiallahu anhu. Say, I will follow Jabir. So the Prophet sent them ahead, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go and prepare the well till we come. So they said the first person who came, who arrived on that well, was who? The Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the night. So by that time, we had gotten some bowls of water. Some of the bowls we got, we filled them with water before they came. So the water had settled down. The Prophet gave his ride, his camel, some water to drink. And then he himself drank and then made wudu, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, radiyallahu anhu, faqama rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam liyusalliya. The Prophet then stood up to pray. He said, summa jitu. Then I came to, hatta kumtu an yasari rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet was praying. Jabir said, I came and stood on the left side of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِي. The Prophet grabbed my hand. فَأَدَارَنِي حَتَّى أَقَوْمَنِي عَنْ يَمِينِهِ. He turned me until I stood where? On his right side. This is the proof for that. ثُمَّ جَاءَ جَبَّارِ ibn Sakhri. While the Prophet started that prayer and he joined him, Jabbar went to make Qadaul Haja. He went to ease himself. And then made wudu, he came. So when he came, Jabir said, radiallahu anhum, ثم جاء Jabbar ibn Sakhrin. Then Jabbar ibn Sakhrin came. فتوضأ. He made wudu. ثم جاء فقام عن يسار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He stood up and stood on the left side of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأخذ رسول الله بيدينا جميعا. The Prophet grabbed our hands together, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَدَفَعَنَا, he pushed us, حَتَّى until أَقَامَنَا خَلْفَهُ. He made us stand behind. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. فَأَخَذَ بِيَدَيْنَا جَمِيعًا فَدَفَعَنَا, he held our two hands and pushed us, حَتَّى until aqamana, he made us to stand khalfahu, behind him. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. It's in Kitab al-Zuhud wal-Raqa'iq. Kitab al-Zuhud wal-Raqa'iq. Babu hadith Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari al-Tawil. The chapter regarding the lengthy hadith of who? Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari in Kitab al-Zuhud wal-Raqa'iq. That is where you find the proof for this. So if a person comes, don't join the other side, join the left side and push the person back. That is the right thing to do. Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he says, وَهَذَا, it says, هَذَا فِيهِ فَوَائِدْ. This hadith contains some points of benefit. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّ الْمَأْمُومَ الْوَاحِدَ. From amongst the benefits in this hadith is that one single person observing the salah behind the imam, يَكِفُ عَلَى يَمِينِ الْإِمَامِ, he will stand where? On the right-hand side of the imam. وَإِنْ وَقَفَ عَلَى يَسَارِهِ, if the person happens to stay on the left side of the imam, hawalahul imam. The imam should do what? The imam should change his position. Statement of al-Imam al-Nawawi is in his Sharh of Sahih Muslim. Imam al-Nawawi said, rahimahullah, the first point of benefit, the second point of benefit he mentioned in this hadith, the first point of benefit he mentioned in the hadith is that amalun yasirun in salah does not invalidate the salah. You know the amalun yasir? Doing some work in salah. The prophet's holding them and turning them, some work in salah. It does not vitiate the salah. So the second point of benefit he mentioned is that the person praying behind the imam alone, and al-Imam al-Shawkani mentioned that too, illa al-wahida faman fa'an yaminihi. If it were one person, you would stand on the right side of the imam. So this hadith of Jabir also satisfies that as a proof. That if it's a one person, if the person performing the salah behind the imam, where will he say, stay the right side of the imam? He will stay on the right side of the imam. So he said, if the person even happens to stay on the left side, hawalahul imam, what will happen? The imam will push him to. The Prophet actually did that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to who? Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhum. Then al-Imam al-Nawawi said, al-Imam Abu Bakr ibn al-Munzir, he says, wahaba qawlu awami ahli al-ilm. وَهَذَا قَوْلُ عَوَامِ يعني عَامَّةِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ. This is the view of the large majority of the scholars. That if a person joins the imam, he should stay where? If they are alone, he should stay on the right side of the imam. Like this. The only dissenting person amongst the salaf was Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, a tabi'i. He said, no, he should stay on the left side. The ulama say, wa hadith Jabirin hujjatun alayhi. The hadith of Jabir is evidence to say, no, you are wrong. Where is the place to stay? The right side. Then al-Imam al-Nawawi continues, rahimahullah. He says, wa minha, yani from the fawaid of this hadith, anna al-ma'mumayn, that two people leading the salah behind the imam, following the imam in their salah, yakunani, the two of them will make saffan, yakumani saffan, they will make their saff wara al-imam, behind the imam, kama law kanu salasatan, as if to say, if they were three, I will accept, or more than that, that is, two people performing the salah behind the imam, where will they stay? Khalf al-imam. The two of them stay khalf al-imam. As if that if these two people, if they are three, or four, or five, or six, where will they stay? Khalf al-imam. Because that was what he did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, the right place for you is not left and right. The right place for you is where? Behind me. I hope that this point is clear. Was it clear from that hadith of Jabir? Was it clear from the hadith of Jabir that two people performing the salah behind one imam should stand behind the imam? It was clear because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam grabbed their hands and moved them backwards to show that that is their place. The reason I'm asking, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, if he is leading two people in salah, he placed one on the right, he placed one on the left. Ulama say, wa hadithu Jabirin radiyallahu anhuma hujjatun alayhi. This hadith of Jabir is evidence against him. Al-Imam Abu Bakr ibn al-Munzir mentioned that in his book Al-Awsat, the fourth volume. So the proof is that they should stand where? Behind the imam, not on the side of the imam. I hope that it is clear. I hope that this mas'ala is clear. This issue is clear. Inshallah. Should we stop here? Okay, we should stop here. Sayyidul Qawm. Sayyidul Qawm says we should stop here. And I think we should stop here too. So that we do not take too many things. May Allah bless the little we have been. You can ask questions, inshallah. Otherwise, we also want to discuss if it is a single man leading another single man and then a woman. Let's say Abu and their son and Umu. How are they going to stand? The same way, Abu will lead Imam, the son will follow on the right side. Umu will be where? May we stand on our own at the back. After that, Imamatul Rajul Rajul Al Wahida Wal Mar'atayn. Abu and their child. And then maybe Abu Aisha has two wives. He doesn't have two wives, so he has two wives, or his wife and her mother. They are in their house together. These days, women don't like it. They are protectors. So, Umu and the mother of Umu. So, two women, two men. This is still how they will stand. The Imam will stand, the brother will stand on the right, and then the two women will stand where? Behind, together. Imam of the Rajul Rajla Wal Gulam. One Abu, another Abu, and then one small young boy. How will they pray? Wal Mar'at Al Wahida. And then another woman. How will they pray? These two will stand behind together. Abu will be Imam, and then the Umu will be at the back. We'll read these ones with their proofs, inshallah, in our next class. I hope that we'll finish this chapter in our next class, inshallah. So if we have a few questions, we should ask them so that we proceed, inshallah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Naam. Is there any difference between at what? The ending of the prayer. We discussed this while we were discussing Sifatul Salah. There are about three ways of making the taslim that ends the salah. You can say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is the most popular. It's in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. It's in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's the most popular. And ulama don't even have any khilaf. No difference around it. The second way. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We establish the second wa barakatuh. If it is sifatu salatul nabi that you've been exposed to, we mention that the second one is also established in the books of hadith. But the opinion of Sheikh Al-Albani is that wa barakatuh should be only on the first one, not in the second one. We said that the correct thing, inshallah, is that wa barakatuh should be on both sides. So the second way to make the clean is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The second way. The third way is to make taslim once. Assalamu alaikum. That one is just turned a little bit away from the Qibla to the right side. Assalamu alaikum. These are the three ways to make taslim. But if you are greeting somebody, you can say Assalamu alaikum. 10 rewards. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How many? 20. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How many? 30. But if they tell you Assalamu alaikum in terms of response, the least thing you can say is Wa alaikum assalam. If they say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, the least thing you can say is Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. You must not say Wa alaikum. Wa alaykum as-salam. You must add wa rahmatullah. If they say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the least thing you can say is wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You must not go less than what was said to you. Some amongst the ulama say you can add wa maghfiratu. If you add it sometimes, there's no blame, inshallah. Because some of the companions used to add something. In terms of replying. But in terms of saying taslim, the maximum you can go is wa barakatuh. Is this clear? Is it permissible to attend Islamic programs during Christmas time? This question had been asked repeatedly by the people. This class, if it falls on a Christmas day, is it allowed for us to sit down? If this class, this halqa, falls on Christmas, 25th of December, if today is 25th of December, will it be right for us to come here? It will be right? Answer. Yes, because whether there's Christmas or no Christmas, we are doing our dars. We are not doing our dars because of Christmas. We are just doing our dars. Somebody can say, but on that Christmas, I saw Abu Fulan, oh, Gadila. Ah, maybe me say man Gadila. Abu, look at this, my fine brother. Abu Abbas. Look at him. Is he not looking fine? Sorry, oh. He's looking fine. Somebody can go say, ah, our brother is one fine, one was sure. The brothers that I saw that, they are fine. They are answer fulada, riga, mecho. The adab of going to the gatherings of learning is that you must be properly dressed. Egbanyunama. Every person today must ensure that every day in the madrasa your students are well dressed. That is the sunnah of learning. You know who came to teach us this sunnah? Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. In the hadith of Omar, says bainama nahnu junusun inda an-nabiy inda rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in tala alayna rajulun shadidu bayad siyar shadidu sawad shar la yura alayhi atharu safar. The man came to us shadidu bayad siyar, his clothes was white. Likewise shadidu baya shadidu sawad shah, his head was black, neat, lomi, la yura alayhi atharu safar, you will not see any sign of traveling on him. You know what that means? He was looking elegant, he was not looking dirty or tired or book. The shada was neat, the cap was well, if he was wearing a cap, everything was clean, sepe sepe. Sheikh Salim al-Hilali wrote an entire book on this. This hadith. And for about 3 to 4 pages he was discussing this issue. How we go bawli Sheman Lossi Dia God that in kekwetiomamuralobins. That the person will you have perfume, put perfume. See doctor. See. Look at that brother standing there. How is he looking like? Somebody can say, oh, when I saw, look at that brother there. How is he looking like? Everybody here. Fine. The sunnah of going to the gatherings of learning is to dress properly. Neat. In fact, before you go out of the house, you go to the bathroom, you shower, you put perfume, you are calm, you are seated. You perform Salatul Asr, you are waiting for that to come. It's sunnah. We are not doing that because it is December of Christmas. You know, it's just a calanchi law. In fact, in my thinking, to stop it because of Christmas is part of Christmas. So if the people are learning in that, let them continue with their programs. Continue with their programs. The area I differ with people is going to camps. Camps. I've been asking the question, give me two new kitabin. Our asaratin min ilmin. Just one offer that the companions and the Prophet Muhammad and the Tabi'un, if you find, and Atba'u Tabi'in, they will camp in this understanding of camping that we know like this, in a place to learn Islam, bring proofs for it. Finish. You just solve my problem. Don't tell me one day Abdullah ibn Masud camped people or camps. And I said that some people camped, but those people who camped were deviants and heretics, the Khawarij. They camped at Harura. Is the reason they are called also what? Haruriya. They camped at Harura. They camped at Nahrawan. Their first camp was Harura. When Abdullah ibn Masud went to meet them, where did he go to meet them? At Harura, in their camp. Khawarij, I've been saying this now close to 5 to 10 years. Those people who first made camping to learn, to teach, to make ibadah at Haruriya, camp. A scholar can come to a city and everybody is coming to listen to that scholar. A scholar can go to another city, people follow him down. This one has been the part of the Sunnah of Islam. And then the people come from different places. Each one can come. I want to stay with the Prophet for 5 days. I want to stay with him. Finish his karatu, he's going away. This one comes, finish his karatu, he's going away. But that the messenger says, oh people, let us go to Badr. Let us go to where again? Uhud. And then what we want to do there is, I want to teach you some Quran. But if we stay inside Medina, there will be distraction. Let's go and learn there. For the purpose of learning, they should bring it. It's simple. Because if you say, why are you asking for that kind of a proof? I say, Al-Imam Ahmad and others before him say, Dinu Nabi Muhammadin Mada Asar. What makes the deen is what? Asar. Yeah. One companion did, the Prophet did. This is what makes proof. That is why I disagree with people regarding the programs they make. But the people make their program, they go make the program. Say, now we can say, oh, tomorrow we'll do a class. There was a time, I think in Ramadan, we wanted to do a class on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because we had a need for that. Do you remember that time? Yeah. So if you say, oh, Ustaz, we are free tomorrow, we can continue tomorrow. If you can come here tomorrow, I will come here tomorrow. If we are free tomorrow, 4:30 to 6, you will see me here tomorrow. No, we are free. We are not going to work. Even the teachers, they are not going anywhere. Say, okay, let's come tomorrow so that we can finish our karatu. You can do that. And then the next day, we'll just be reading our Durarul Bahiyya and enjoying ourselves. So Allahu A'lam, this is what I feel about. Alaykum As-Salaam, engineer. Now.
When the mosque becomes overcrowded. People now go to the imam.
We'll discuss it in the next class. One of the scholars discussed it. We'll mention it in the next class, inshallah. But if that is done summarily, there's no blame. If the mosque is crowded, no space somebody can stand at the right side of it. Now, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's the madhab of Hanafiya. It's the wrong position. He will join with the imam, stretch shoulder to shoulder, leg to leg. Shoulder to shoulder, leg to leg. People think that they should go back from the imam a little bit. We used to do that too. But they are wrong. Naam. Alaykum salam. Naam. Those who can lead salah. Our leaders who can lead salah, like rulers and those in authority. Kings, yes, they are leaders too, as long as they have authority. They have authority. Yeah. If they are not Muslims, nobody will say, nobody will answer that one. You should know the answer. If any of you come to a masjid in Ife now, is it a question whether should we allow him to lead salah? Is it a question? It's not a question. So if they are Muslims, there are some of them that are responsible Muslims. If it is in their domain, yes. They have the greater right to lead salah. Like one in one city here, West. In West. Like one in one West here. What's in your thing, West? One in your thing, West. I mean, West. One in West, look at. Sorry, I'm just saying my own. So if that one, if that one from West come and says he wants to lead Salah, him. Emma, where is that? It's a quick one, he lead you. All of one we apart from me, apart from West, Abby. Emma, Elama, where you are. If he knows Hadith very well, he will carry Sahih Muslim. When he's going to that mosque, you'll be Sahih Muslim, Daddy Man. That West. Sultan of West. Sultan of West. And the Emir of West. Apa Kume. Adiwo Kume. She won't come one leg or there. Bi oba niru ola be ni nu esin ki won dey should respond to that. Now alaikum salam. Yes, does the imam have to take his permission to? The first is for the imam to tell him bismillah. If you don't know bismillah, we take that for a permission. Lead the salah. But the first thing to do is not to go in front of him, because he's the one who has the right. Well, you cut them with sultan. Ki wa song kami. Alaykum salam. Amin wa anji. Today, yes, sunnatun lana ila abadi al-abadi. I think we should stop here, inshallah. Subhanakallah.